Yeah, it's pretty.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's sumac. It's just
that's
a,
good.
It's not a tree. It don't grow all, I don't know, the biggest part of it. The bottom ain't bigger, no bigger than the bottom of that glass. Most of them smaller.
Uh-huh.
Most of them ain't much bigger than my finger. They got just a cluster of seed and berries right in the top of them.
Okay.
They write them in the fall of the year, you see, and get dry.
I'm going to write that down so I can remember that.
I could show it to you if you know it was out where it was.
Uh-huh. What's a vine that can make a person's skin break out?
That's poison oak or poison ivy, either one. We call it poison oak.
But it's the same thing?
Uh-huh, same thing.
You might say to a child, don't eat those berries. Some of them may be...
poison.
What are some red berries that can be eaten?
Strawberries are red, can be eaten.
And what's the kind of red berry that grows up in the mountains that looks like a blackberry?
That ain't a huckleberry, is it?
This is another kind. Begins with an R. A
raspberry?
Yeah.
No, I ain't too familiar with raspberries.
They're good. They do grow up in the mountains, so I'm sure they don't grow around here.
I don't think they do.
What are some other berries that can be eaten? What are some that grow around here?
Well, blackberries, dewberries, dewberries grow on a little vine pretty close to the ground.
What color are they?
They're black when they get ripe. They're sort of reddish, the green start with, and then they turn red, and then they turn black.
Do they have seeds in them?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they got a lot of seeds in them.
Can you make pies and things?
Oh, yeah, like yeah. You can make pies, and you can make dewberry jam, dewberry jelly out of it.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a blackberry. It grows on a briar. Briar grows as tall as a man, or taller, some of them. Branches all out on them. Blackberries are similar to a dewberry, only they get ripe later in the year, a few weeks later, and they're kind of a long or slender berry. A dewberry is almost round.
Uh-huh.
But a blackberry is sort of a long, slender berry. And it's got seed in it.
Uh-huh.
It starts off green, turns red, and then black.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as sweet as a dewberry. It's a little bitter, got a little bitter taste to dewberry. In other words, it takes more sugar to sweeten them than it would dewberries.
What do you call a bush-like shrub that grows up in the mountains?
Bush-like shrub?
Yeah, sometimes they grow up on the side of a rocky.
I know what you're talking about. I can't pronounce that name. I know what you mean, though. Of course, I've never lived in the mountains, but I've been there quite a bit. But I can't pronounce it. I'd know it if somebody else would call it, but I can't call it.
How about rhododendron?
Rhododendron. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Have you ever heard it called mountain laurel, or is mountain laurel something different?
I think mountain laurel is something different to that. Now, I'm not quite sure, but I have heard, I know what rhododendron is, and I have heard of mountain laurel, but was the same, both the same, and I wouldn't know.
Okay. What's a tree that has very big white flowers on it? They're famous in the South.
That's a magnolia.
Now, let's see. You might say, I've got to ask the woman I'm married to. I've got to ask my...
why?
Okay. And she might say, I've got to ask the man I'm married to. I've got to ask my...
who?
Okay. Would you ever use another expression to mean wife or husband?
Well, old man, old lady.
You ever use that?
I have. Not quite often. Just more or less in a joking mood.
Uh-huh. A woman whose husband is dead is a...
she's a widow.
A child whose male, I'm sorry, a child's male parent is his...
is his father.
What did you call your father?
I called him daddy.
Uh-huh. And what did you call your mother?
Called her mama.
And your mother and father together were your...
my parents.
Okay. Your father's father was your...
granddaddy.
Okay. And what did you call him?
Well, I told you this morning earlier that I never remembered none of my grandparents except my grandmother.
Yeah.
I called her Granny Molly.
Granny Molly?
Uh-huh. Her name was Molly, and I called her Granny Molly.
Uh-huh.
She's the only one. She was my mother's mother.
Uh-huh.
She's the only grandparent I remember.